Microsoft 2009. And next to me is Peter Turkin from Microsoft Research. And today you're going to be showing off the Worldwide Telescope, correct?
Yep.
And what is it here? Let's start with this, because this is not exactly the Worldwide Telescope, is it?
No, this is one feature of it, which will show the landing sites of Mars and Moon landers in 3D. You'll probably see it in red and cyan if you're not wearing proper glasses. But you see they scanned the landscape around the site. Now, typically, landing sites are chosen not to be boulder-strewn so the craft doesn't smash up on landing. But this one is a particularly boulder-strewn, rough landing.
And these are actual, real photographs from the surface of...
So from NASA vehicles, that's right. You see, if the spaceship had landed on that boulder, that would have been the end of it.
Uh-huh. And now, what are the benefits for making it 3D, obviously, other than wearing these cool glasses?
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever?
No. It's purely for the fun of it. You see, this is what's called false color. They've added some blue. Gives you better depth perception. Basically, the same as 3D. It's depth perception is the thing. Because the lander cannot move more than a few hundred yards in each direction, so depth is important because you can't move around much further.
Okay, so who would use a program like this?
A whole bunch of people. Professional astronomers use it to share data, to share images, to send them to each other. What Worldwide Telescope does is gives you a sense of scale, so you get a picture of a nebula in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
Where is it? I mean, if you just get a picture, this places it in the sky.
Okay.
Places it in relation to other objects.
So now we've sort of switched over. We're not wearing our glasses anymore, and this is actually the main aspect of the Worldwide Telescope, the main feature?
Yeah, this is one of the two main features. This is a 3D model of our solar system. The three most viewed objects in the solar system are our moon, which we can zoom into, except the sun is shining on it brightly, if we turn it. The other two are the Earth and Saturn, which we were at. We can zoom in on Saturn because of its spectacular rings. It's a gas giant, Saturn. It's not solid other than perhaps in the center. We don't know. The rather big as gas giant is, of course, Jupiter. And if we go to here, you'll see we have Jupiter's moons. If I set the speed up time, we're now 1,000 times normal speed. You'll see these moons orbiting. We absolutely fly along, you'll see them belting around. Jupiter has at least 63 moons, but only four of them are of any size, and we've only modeled those four. They're called the Galilean moons because Galileo first noticed them. Zoom out to Neptune, big blue.
Now, if you were to zoom over to Earth, can you actually zoom in to surface level?
This is the... here we go.
Okay, so there's Earth.
That's fine where we are. Now, which is, we've got the sun's, if we turn off the sun's lighting effect, we can zoom in on United States now.
Oh, look, it's cloudy.
Well, we can zoom in, and we can zoom much further in. We can tilt.
Wow. How tight can you get?
At the moment, this is, if we go in, it starts blurring at a certain resolution. But the program isn't limited. It depends on the data. And one of the priorities of the team is to get Earth data at very high resolution.
Right.
Things like vegetation, snowpack.
Has there been any sort of partnering with Virtual Earth?
A little. We pick up... A lot of this is virtual Earth data we're simply picking up from the internet and displaying here. There's a big partnership with NASA for NASA's Moon and Mars. We're going to give the same treatment to Moon and Mars because they've got the data for it.
And are you familiar with like the Silverlight HD Zoom?
Yeah, this is a Silverlight. There is a Silverlight version of this product, that's right.
And now, is this available for us to play with right now, or is this strictly in research hands?
No, this is available. Go to www.worldwidetelescope.org, and you can download this.
Everyone can click around and play with it.
All right, it's free.
All right. Free is our favorite. Thank you very much.